Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
So, hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 178. Wow, funny how time flies. Today is Saturday, August 10th, 2019. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me that way for this week, I have got Fair with me. Fair, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And hang on, I've got to get the angle right. And this one, our guest this week, down here, holding the, what is it, a baton? Mace? Is the...
We'll call it a sword.
Maybe. Like a sword? Yeah, maybe. Could be, yeah. We have got Chris with us. So, hey, Chris, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, both of you, for helping me out this week. I do appreciate it, but we get to pick Chris's brain a little bit this week, which is exciting. I'm excited. But again, thank you ladies. Do appreciate that. All right. So, let's get into it. What have you been up to? I know we kind of spoke to you last week, but that was as a co-hosting role, so let's talk about as a guesting role. What have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
You know, it's so funny because I mean, I've been on a couple shows as co-host and then roundtable and all that, but I realized something since my last visit as a guest. I had just started my pacifist and I was like level 10 or so, but I was thinking about all the other things that I have done since my visit, and I've decided that I have become a professional contest starter.
Nice.
Starter. So I work a lot and I love the contests, but I have a wee bit of a pattern. The first contest I did, I think it was Keithy's, and it was that light and dark or something where you had the warlocks and everything. And that one is still live, but I got to level 20 and I stopped. And then I did the Eastern Kingdoms, and I think it was the Eastern Kingdoms, and I made a druid named Iron Zoo. And
nice.
I know, you know me, they all have to be real words. And I got to level 25 and I stopped. And then we had Honor Your Elders. And at this point, I had never had a challenge to death, and I was already at Honor Your Elders. So, of course, it's hard to die if you don't play them. So I did No Dying, and she was, my priest named No Dying, and she was my first ever death at level 29 to the lovely rare Murloc in Wetlands. And I was so broken up. Because I'd never had a contest death. I'd never lost a challenge to. So the very next day, my son had a fender bender, and I shouldn't have been on a contest tune, but I was. And I accidentally equipped a blue on my green man, who was level 45.
That's right. Yes, I remember that.
And then the very next day, I made Try Again, who was a warlock still for Honor Your Elders. And I was level 23 and I DC'd and died. So that was my three deaths in 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I made another lock named We Go Again. And they're still alive, but they're level 26.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And then Paradin ran a brilliant contest for the stream to encourage people who never get into the bigger contest to go ahead and try a challenge tune and see what it's like.
That's right.
But it was a random contest and we used the randomizer.
Yes.
So everybody literally got a random tune off the randomizer, and whatever it is, you had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I beyond lucked out. I got a Draenei paladin named Random.
Yes.
Of course, it's a random contest, so I named him Random.
How did you get level... that name? Seriously.
I know. And I'm on a full server.
I know. I know. That's amazing.
They're level 29 and still alive.
Yep.
But I never go further than that because, you know, I play for like 2 hardcore days in a contest and then I work for the other 10 of the contest. So I've decided I'm a professional contest starter. Not finisher. Just a starter with a lot of random challenge tunes in there. Yeah.
I think we
not
can...
the best.
I think we can understand that. I pretty much do the same kind of thing. I think I've still got a couple alive that I'm like, I need to get back to them. And then I'm like, the life of an alcoholic, I tell ya.
Right? Well, and I'm still trying to level. So I changed servers a while ago to join Zangarmarsh, and it was, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get one of every class to 120. So it's like, do I go play the challenge tunes that are all sitting there at 20 something? Or do I level my other tunes to 120? You know, I got to pick what I do with my limited playtime.
That's true. Fair. Do you find that you start contests and not continue on as well?
Yeah, I do. I don't start them all because I know I'm not a fast leveler. So I know I don't have a shot at the top part of it, but I just start some of them that intrigue me.
Yep.
I think I started 3 rogues in the rogue contest, managed to lose them all.
Oh, ouch.
Tried the warlock contest, and the warlock actually got to 22 or 3 and is alive.
Yay.
I'm really not fond of playing warlocks. Sorry, Lita.
That's okay.
It's just not. So
that's okay. Yeah.
Just alive. I think I tried the shaman challenge and bailed at level 3 with a panda. I just couldn't handle the panda starting. So
it was a bit rough, that starting zone, I must admit. As it was interesting, but yeah, I think we lost quite a few under 10.
I'm not doing this. No, just it's time. There isn't time in my life for this tune. So yeah, that one bailed. Never gotten very far in a contest, but I like starting them.
I think starting. I must admit that the motivation as it is great to start, but you know, Stone and I have always had this rivalry, and that will never stop. That will never stop. So yeah, as long as I stay alive longer than Stone, I'm always happy. It's just, you know,
that's
it's
a
just,
good thing.
It's just that little thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. Sorry, what challenges are you currently working on? You'd mentioned pacifist. Is that what your focus is right now?
Pacifist is actually my only focus for a challenge tune. Where Lita's and Stone's rivalry is cutthroat. Would that be a good term?
It's a good rival. Yeah. It's
a little in your face.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In your face. Yes.
Yeah.
Lita and I have a very supportive rivalry with our pacifists. We started them at the same time. And we have held each other's hand through every zone, expansion, weed, mining, you know, ore. I tend to play my pacifist twice a week. And Lita has her Friday pacifist levels. And we have done everything pretty much on the same timeline together. So... like we both spent all of our time in New Tinkertown until we were round level 20. and being deathly afraid of the rabbit, which we didn't know later on we'd give no XP anyway, even if we killed it.
Yeah.
Just doing our little loops around and around and around and around. And she got brave before I did. And she started going down into Dunmoreau. And I'm like, Nita, what are you doing? We can't go there yet. We're not high enough. And so she would venture out. And I'm like, I'm going to stay here till the mobs are a little bit lower than me. And so both of us would just do our little path in Dunmoreau.
Yeah.
And we were so sad to leave Dunmoreau. It was, 61 or so? I mean, we had the music.
62, I think. I think we were okay at 61, and it was 62. It just went.
By the time we left, yes. Once you start getting 93 for a weed, it's time to move on. So we stayed there together for all of that. And then we were both so scared. It's like, wait a minute. I want to stay with the dwarves. I don't want to go anywhere else. Please let me stay with the dwarves.
Yeah.
And then we went to Borean at the same time and did Borean Tundra.
Yep.
And that's where I had my second huge monstrous scare.
Yes.
On my pacifist. My first ever scare was at level 4 with that turtle that I aggroed, or I was down by the turtles and I aggroed that wolf that was over on in Duskwood all the way across the river when I was trying to get exploration. But that's where that rare that's in the helicopter caught me.
Yes.
And when I was flying over the tar pits and all that. So we both did that area at the same time. And then she actually got brave and went to Sholazar before me. And so she started learning where we could go, and I'm like, ooh, better the evil I know than the evil I don't know. And she figured out a good path. She's like, nope, come on, honey, just come up, let's go by the river. So nice. we both ended up doing Sholazar together and had our little path. And I was always so jealous when she'd find that one chest by the river, because not once
I know
did
just
I
one.
See that puppy
just one oh and I think I saw gosh. It like maybe 3 times or 4 times not
right?
often
so she's getting
but...
like 25,000 experience off this chest and I can't even get it to pop anywhere. And then we stayed there till 81 82 80.
We did all of 81 because we were still getting good XP. And 82 is when it dropped down to, I'm going to say 1900 with rested.
Yep. It was all of a sudden that puppy sunk.
Yeah.
So we debated and debated and debated on where to go next. And I went and did some testing down in Oldham to see what the weeds and the ore, sorry, I call herbs. They're weeds.
Weeds.
So I went down to Oldham to do some testing and she went to Panda Land to do testing and we decided, nope, we're going to Panda. So now.
You know what? And I have to say, in all this journey, if there is one person that, you know, again, we do the testing and we talk between, you know, Chris and I have always been like, yo, what are you doing? You know, where do you think, where's a good place to go? However, we will always come back and we will refer to the goddess of pacifist herself. It would be like, I'm not really sure. I think I might have a chat with Fair and see what her vibe is. So then next time I see a log on, I'll be like, Fair, what do you think? You know, so Fair has given us a lot of guidance. And I have to say, thank you. Thank you. And that will continue to be the way because we are in completely new, we are in new territory, Chris and I, in this. So so we have to give massive, massive props to you, Fair, because without your gentle pacifist guidance, you know, we would both be a little lost. And also I have to say big thank yous to Zaya as well. And I think Five's thrown in a little bit of advice as well. So again, guys, everyone, thank you. But yeah, so sorry, I just wanted to pay homage to Fair because she is the queen the pacifists. So thank you. We do really appreciate that. But yes, we did do a lot of testing. Mm.
A lot of testing. And now, so both of us are in Panda Land. We're both hanging out with the giant carrots and squash and
yes,
cucumbers and all that. We both just dinged 85. Did we ding 85? Yes, 85.
Yes.
We are both now officially cataclysmic Iron Men.
What the hell? What?
I know.
What?
All right. I can't take an iron past 29, apparently, but I've got an 85 level pacifist. But it is such a different chill stress level. It is insane. Mm-hmm. The birds. Who would think about birds? The birds in Panda are terrifying. They're like in these packs of what feels like 400.
Yeah.
And you see their shadows go over you and your heart will just freeze for a second because you're like, oh my God, those birds are going to come down. They're going to kill me because they are red mobs. And you have to be so aware of your surroundings. And I won't even sit in Stormwind and walk away from my keyboard. I will log out because one proximity kill, if I get a yellow flag on this puppy just from a proximity kill, it's over. I either get there with a green flag or I don't get there, you know, and that's just viral. But and the clicking, you know, have you noticed how many marmots and little things and bugs and little bees? And I swear every piece of vegetable in Panda Land has like 400 bugs next to it. Mm-hmm. And you've got to click on that weed without touching a bug. Mm. I mean, it's such a state of paranoia and so relaxing at the same time. Because, you know, she and I actually played, oh, sorry, Periton, no bees. I'll smush all the bees.
She and I play different, no bees.
We play different classes. So she's actually a rogue and I am a druid. So we do this differently in that I can weed and fly and I don't come out, but I also don't have sap. So we play differently, but every step along the way, we can at least commiserate on, oh my God, did you see all those bugs around here? Because there are things you have to be super hyper aware of, but you enjoy so much. It is such a different way to play than your normal tunes that we both just get into the zone and love every second of our pacifist.
Absolutely. Up until actually trying the pacifist, because I'd always been like, pacifist, who wants to just pick flowers? Like, I didn't understand that level. Like, I like picking flowers, but it puts you in a different mindset. It's a different zone out, and it has its paranoia, because you know you've got to be. You can't, like, at least with a bloodthirsty. If I'm on a bloodthirsty, and I don't know if you girls find this or on a normal tune or whichever, but sometimes you can just kind of just be like, no need to really pay attention. I can just, you know, just go kill, and kind of zone out and have a relaxed zone out, but you're still playing a challenge tune. Now, normally on an iron, if I do that, I'm going to be dead. On a green or on a bloodthirsty, I kind of feel like that level, I can zone out a little bit. On a passy, there is no zoning out. There is no zoning out because you got to maintain, you know, like here. Would that be safe to say, Fair? It is a relax, but it's also, you know, you've got to pay attention.
You have to be aware.
All the time. All the time. Absolutely. And the whole logging out absolutely. I cannot walk away from my turn, and I have to log out on a pacifist.
Well, and one of the best things about playing a pacifist is it forces you to be 100% in the moment, in game, what you were doing. Because something that no other tune would think of, your regular tunes, your bloods, your irons, anything, simply right clicking on anything other than that fish, that weed, that ore can end your entire challenge for right clicking on something. So you are 100% in the moment, aware of your surroundings, and living and breathing that challenge, or your challenger won't be breathing anymore because you'll be done.
That is true. That is true.
You have to keep an eye out for who else is around you. I tend not to farm herb or anything, or do archaeology or anything when there's other people playing around me. You know, especially like in Pandaria. I worry about the proximity kills, and I don't want to go there. I play at odd hours of the night. Do things for people.
Yeah. I suppose that is the factor that is very real, probably more so on the pacifist than any other of the challenges, because just the fact that someone else can throw in and create a flag on through, you know, like a proximity kill. I mean, I know that there are times on your irons and whatnot, people can drag mobs on you and you end up dead and all of that kind of stuff. But on the passy, that proximity kill that could just, you know, whatever area that you're within, that if there's just that one person and they've just aggroed something and you've got the proximity kill and you mightn't even be right near them, you know, it is a little bit terrifying. So I think it is good advice to play the passy, you know, obviously at a different time than normal to the normal people on that server is definitely a good way to go.
Chris, always first.
Yeah, exactly. What goals are you working towards with your challenge tunes for the rest of this year?
I only have two goals. Get my passy to 120 and get a contest tune above 30. My highest one contest tune that I started and stopped, I think it was random. I had two bars until 30. All I wanted to do is hit 30. Booyah.
Nice. Okay. That's that. Hey, look, it is a doable goal. It is a doable goal. Maybe.
Right? I mean, so I got to keep going on one.
Okay. All right. And Fair, what's the last question we've got for Chris?
What advice would you give to anyone wanting to start or try a challenge tune? Any helpful tips or tricks from you?
Well, my advice has changed a little bit from when I came on before and I knew absolutely nothing. And some of it has actually stayed the same. So my advice would be know your zones. There's a great debate on which zones are safe, which are not, where you should go. I wouldn't touch STV with a 10-foot pole, but others, sorts, stone, absolutely love it. Whereas I could go to Dark Shore with my eyes closed all day at this point. Every challenge student I've had has completed Dark Shore. Do what you are comfortable with and adapt your route to the class you're playing. What a hunter can pull off, a mage may not be able to. Is whatever you're about to do worth however many levels you've already gained?
Yes.
If it's yes, then go for it. If it's not, walk away. Completionist equals dead iron or dead challenge tune.
Yeah.
Better safe than dead. Don't rush into anything. Mm-hmm. Have patience with yourself and your class. Just because I main a guardian druid in BFA does not mean my wee baby bear butt can handle that on an iron tune. Mm-hmm. I need to have patience and not rush into anything. Pause before peril and you may just make it out alive. Don't play distracted. Be in the moment while you play and have fun while you're doing so. We do these because we love the challenge, but every second you're given to play them, enjoy what you're doing. And my final advice would be learn from others. Streamers like Lita, Periton. I could write a book off of the things I've learned from Periton. Stone, Zortz, Nisi, Turwinkle, Boomy, others have all taught me new perspectives, new ideas. They've helped me learn what to do, sometimes what not to do. Don't jump. There is a thriving community with some of the kindest people I have ever met, and they're happy to share their learnings and their trials and their tribulations. And they make you feel not so alone when you're staring at your screen. So if you mess up, forgive yourself and do exactly what you all do. You get back on the horse and you go try again.
That's it. Absolutely. I don't think you can give any better tips than those. Like, seriously, fair. Don't you think? Like, that is...
I agree.
Amazing advice rolled into one. And yeah, everyone's got their little bits and pieces, but Chris, like, seriously, that's really, thank you. That's really just hits the nail on the head, which is, wow. So I've also got a show title out of all those, but I will leave that till the end. Just something you said, and I'm like, just write that one down in my little a little book.
Are you gonna make me know it?
I'm trying. That is also the challenge. The challenge is to make you know it. Yes, definitely. All right. So what we're gonna do is I'm just before we go into our weeks and wow, because I've noticed Almenier is here, and
I noticed that too.
And that's good, Almenia. Thank you. I'm glad you're home. I'm glad you're home safe. So we're probably going to be changing things up just a little bit. I'm going to just bear with me for a moment. But yes, thank you, Chris. Thank you for all of that. And of course, we are super excited. I can't wait. We're loving doing our pacifists, even though they're not together, we're slowly but surely.
As fan passies.
Climbing things that would be good. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to change things up a bit because we'll get to our weeks and wow in a moment, ladies, because there is something that we want to talk about. So you know what? We're doing it my way.
They're
so
not here for me. Yeah.
We're gonna go into the weeks of wow. So let me just do the bumper first. Yay, chat room, did you hear the bumper? I hope that worked. Anyway, there's always audio stuff. There's always fun stuff we've got to get. Didn't hear
we it. We heard it. It was great.
Okay.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer.
Okay. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right. Looks like we'll be editing. I don't know why it's... Anyway. All right. So, let's have a little look-see. So, something's starting. Something's gone live. So, as of right now, let me just put up... Hopefully you guys can see this. All right.
Booyah!
Here is our contest. It has gone live. All right. And hopefully you can hear me and I'm not just talking to Fair and Chris. But all right, we'll come back. Okay. So it is live over on wowchallenges.com. You will find it is the contest, Power Word Classic contest. It is starting from now. It will end at 7 p.m. Eastern on the 24th of August. So it is running for 2 weeks. 24th of August is also will be the fourth anniversary of the show. So it will end on that time. Okay, it is an Iron Man challenge. All right, so again, it is a solo thing, not a group thing, a solo thing. Your class is priest. However, your races are troll, dwarf, undead, and human. Only those ones. Why is that? Because that is why, Chris. Why did we choose those ones?
Well, in 2 weeks and just a couple days, we have something coming out, which might be WoW Classic. So we decided to tip our hat to the wonderful game that is Classic and give you guys a classic race.
Exactly. So we've gone way back to what we chose from that. So yes, those are your races. All specs are allowed. Okay. Now don't forget, you can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 20. All right. And you have to have reached level 10 after the contest starts. So we know if you've already got a priest at level 10, 11, it's not going to work, all right? This is for US and EU regions. Now, our prizes. We have got prizes for this because we do love that you guys like to support us and we want to, you know, support our challenge players. So, this is for both US and EU. First place will be a virtual ticket for BlizzCon 2019. Yes, I know that is not out yet because the way that we've got to do it, you've got to be friends on Battle.net. It's this weird thing for like 7 days. So if you win, you've got that. If you don't want to take it, that's completely up to you. But we're giving away a virtual ticket for BlizzCon 2019. All right. Now, for the second or for the runners-up, we're going to be doing a random draw, aren't we, Chris? So
we are.
We're doing a random draw for the second to the 10th place finishers. Stone used to do this where you'd get so many points for each like position that you were on. So we're gonna do the same thing. So it's gonna be a random between that. And what are we giving away for that, Chris?
We are giving away two separate pets from the pet store.
Exactly. All right. So don't forget, virtual ticket for this year's BlizzCon will be the first place. And then random draw for people coming 2 to 10. All right. For two pets. Tiebreakers is the usual. So the first to hit 10, 20, 30, etc. If there is a tiebreaker, you need to give your email address, add your character in, all of that kind of stuff. It is just purely for the contest. After that, all emails will go and basically final prize allocations will be up to Chris and I. So Chris and I are now running the contest and it is it will be down to us. Oh, look, Chris, we've got this. Oh, there's no participants. Oh, good. That's good. All right. So there's your contest.
You got a nort.
I did. Yeah.
You did.
Tick. Nice. I win. Thanks, Chris. All right. So that is our contest, okay? But don't forget, go and register over at wowchallenges.com and you will find the information there. And again, Alminia, both Stone and Alminia, thank you guys. We appreciate, because you know I've got no idea what I'm doing half the time, but thank you for getting that all organized. Appreciate that. All right. So while you guys go off and make your little priesties, let's go back to what we're doing. Now, I did also want to mention in the news before we go back to find out how our weeks are, is don't forget Classic is out in like 16 days. So at this stage, we still don't know, and I need to talk to Almenia. Almenia is in the chat room. Whether we're getting access to the API for it, this is how we are. We're like, hopefully. If so, then we'll be sorting to do an Iron Man Classic for certain. And if not, you know, that's then it is what it is. But for those that are looking forward to doing Classic and in some sort of Iron Man way, well, it's in 16 days, which is very exciting. Reminder that name and character creation is from 3 p.m. Is it Pacific? PDT. What's that?
Pacific Daylight Time.
Okay, that's on the 12th. So that's in a couple of days. Technically for me, it's Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. for me, but it'll be Monday the 12th at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So for those that want, you know, to create your tunes and get your names and all of that kind of stuff. We are looking at getting a server. Stir and I had like rolling on definitely something for US for those that want that. So we, once it gets closer, we know that the names of the servers have come up. We'll have a chat about that and work out, because it's very limited. There's not as many servers as I thought was going to come out. And honestly, there was only one RP server, but there was one RP PvP server. So whatever we're doing, we're definitely not going to a PvP server. But yeah, we need to have a look and, you know, obviously see. And we'll let you guys know. EU-wise, I'm sure there was talk of perhaps the same thing. I'm not sure if Awesome Trousers was going to look into it. Otherwise, there was other people over in EU that were looking into kind of what server might work well. And again, we will, you know, we'll see. We've still got time to organize all that. Okay, so before we do the state of the challenges, let's go back, ladies. Let's find out how our week has gone. So, Chris, can you tell us how has your week been? Chillaxing, crazy busy,
right? I feel like
all of that.
My week is such a letdown after, yay, we have a contest.
Yeah,
we have okay, a Chris got to 85, and...
Yay!
Yeah, woohoo! No, I'm getting ready to take vacation for part of this contest, so yay! I have been working like crazy, woman. Only thing I have done, I got my pacifist to 85, and I worked on gearing my druid. She can fly, my big flying bear, and... getting her gear in Mechagon and Nazjatar, and trying to get mounts. I'm still trying to get mounts from the portals. I actually got one. Paragon was nice enough to come over and help me kill things.
Yay!
So I got one that I'm still missing out of the portals, missing seven things. And found, who knew you could get mounts out of the boxes, the loot boxes on Nazjatar? Had no idea. All of a sudden I got a mount. So,
yay!
I know, right? I'll take it, because I have the worst trouble with mount runs. So other than that, it was just kind of a work week. Yeah, that's about it.
We understand that. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. And again, congratulations. 85 on the pacifist. We are all in whole new zone. But we've got the Passy Queen here that we can pick her brain shortly. So, yay. Which is good. Fair's here too. So, Fair, how has your week been, sweetie? What have you been up to?
Well, it was Dark Moon Fair week. So,
yay.
For the pacifist and working man tunes, that was a chance to do the monthly profession quests. That on everybody that could do it. Night Elf Rogue Pacifist hit 86.
Nice.
Area in your zone, sorry. Probably a different time of the day, but I wanted to push her because I wanted to get to the cooking recipes, which is 86.
Oh, okay.
Rules of the cooking from what they call them, Iron Paws or whatever, in Half Hill.
Yes.
You can learn all those recipes. Unfortunately, you don't get the dailies, the cooking dailies.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, okay.
Still 90.
Yep. Oh, 90. Okay.
You don't care for very many levels at that point, right? Mm. I mean, because it was experience after a couple of levels. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's also doing fishing there, working on the angler's rep, just because it's more daily. It can vary between 0 and maybe 3 safe daily.
Angler's rep. Okay. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Okay. I'm writing that down, Chris.
Please do.
Like I threw maybe 4 are okay. I don't tend to fishing for electric because I keep getting ganked by mobs.
Okay.
At the river site.
Yeah.
I'd collect abalone and sun whatever they are a little as bait.
Oh,
you can get ganked doing that too with
okay.
animals, health, but
yeah,
you have to be careful with that. And then there's one that you can do if you can sap or otherwise crowd control things where you steal an egg from birds up on one of the little islands and throw the egg into the water.
Yep,
and you get yolk and you find the yolk. You do have to sap or crowd control this, though.
Okay. All right.
As a rogue, you could handle it. As a druid, it could be a little scary.
Okay. All right. Just have to check it out. Mm-hmm.
So my other pacifist is my night elf mage, and she... So I took her to Outland and started doing the safe things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Fly to go to Northrend, just because I want to fly there. But yeah.
Nice.
I'm enjoying. I have a food. She's 3'9", slow but sure. She's more on the pacifist side than the killing things side, but she'll kill things when she needs to.
Yep.
I'm playing 2 Green Man tunes. I have a Night Elf Rogue who is 99 and at her garrison in Draenor. And a Draenei Shaman that I really enjoy. She's the replacement for the one where I accidentally stepped off the Zeppelin in Northwind at level 70 and lost the first Draenei Shaman.
Yeah.
Her replacement. Yeah, the don't jump fear, right? Embarrassing deaths, right?
Yeah.
Shaman is, she's Resto, and she's 55 now.
Nice.
It's easy. I mean, as a green Shaman, I think she has 9 slots filled green.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays like a normal, really, at this point. Okay.
Cool. So,
yeah. I have an Iron Man Rogue who's very slow. Oh, she is 94. It for her. And those are the ones I've been focusing on.
Wow.
That's nice job.
That is amazing. Look at you, 86, a 99, a 94. My gosh, so busy, Fair. That's fantastic. But thank you for that little the tip about the angler's rep too. I didn't even think.
Wouldn't have thought of it.
That, yeah, I don't think I've gone over to Krasarang yet to do full discovery. That path that you said to go, you know, ghost. I love Ghost Dino, honestly.
It's safe to do the incursion in Krasarang.
Okay.
You click on that kind of shield area where the high flight path is.
Yep.
That's safe as supposed to click on.
Okay.
And get the flight path.
Yep.
And then go down.
All right. I'll have to do that.
All right. Check your toy.
Good to know. Yeah.
Raft, a fishing raft. If you have any Pandaren skill, you can use.
Okay.
Raft. You want to go as a toy, and it's really handy.
Okay. I must admit, I haven't even got, when I go fishing, I didn't even think about that. But that's, again, you know, picking your brain. It's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. That's good to know. Good to know. All right. Okay. So let me just give you a quick rundown. You know, I've not been busy. You know, haven't been busy this weekend at all. All right. So pacifist, the baby, the baby Passy, who is my druid. She hit 32 this week, and the big girl hit 85. Again, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Chris and I, our highest tunes are a pacifist.
Seriously?
Seriously. It's just amazing, amazing. I must admit, I do fare completely. I love playing the pacifist. It does have that level of chill, but like a heightened, like, I'm going to be chill, but I'm like, chill up here, because I need to be careful. So, yeah, if I'm not in the zone for it, I can't play the Passy. Like, I can't. Otherwise, I feel like I'll either fall asleep in the chair or do something really silly. So, but it is interesting. I have noticed a couple of times, especially towards the end of Sholazar. What did we do? About 15, 16 levels in Sholazar before we moved to Pandaland, that I started getting a little bit complacent because I had that, you know, that route of which way I was going, and because I knew it so well, I started getting a little bit complacent, and I was like, no, 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 no. Not good, you're going to make a mistake. So then I'd change the route and go like backwards or do something. Because if I got in that zone of I'm going the same way, all of a sudden I felt like I was like, la, 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 you know, like zoning out to the effect that I was like, whoa, I've done something, you know, quick shadow meld, you know, I've done something really silly. So I kind of, if I find I'm getting too familiar, change it back a little bit just to keep, you know, to keep the brain like guessing, so to speak. So that way, yeah. But I love it. I do love a pacifist. It is good fun. On my working man, she's slowly getting there. We hit 24 on her this week. So again, Darkmoon Fair. Yay. Love Darkmoon Fair. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's been very good. And then on my bloodthirsties, I think I did them all except two of the big girls. So I'm really happy with my week in bloodthirsties this week. So the human warlock hit 24. My Kul Terran hunter hit 25. My dark iron dwarf warlock hit 31. The night elf priest hit 43. My light forged hunter hit level 50. Chris, only missed one rare on that run. That was good. And that was the dude over at Scholomance in the door. Nice. So that Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands run. Oh God, I love that run. That is a good run. So we got two levels on her. Really, really happy with that. So she hit 50. And then my big night elf hunter hit 68. So I need to get back to the warrior. I do need to get back to the warrior. So, but you know what? The hunter, I am just enjoying the hunter too much. And I'm sorry I killed Gondria again last night.
Seriously. That was a heartbreaking text. Chris, are you playing? Are you at home? Are you at work? I found a rare. Oh, you're at work? Okay, I'll kill it. But I tried.
It's like I'll just take the XP then. Next time. Next time. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It is I tell you what, Gondria has been the most frequent that has been up for me as Zoldrak. So, you know, so we're gonna get you that pet. We will get you that pet, I swear.
We will get me that pet.
It will happen. Okay. All right. So that has been my week. And you know what, ladies, we've done really well. So thank you for your contributions on that. Let us see how everyone else went this week. So the state of the challenges. All right, Chris, irons.
Okay. Who irons.
Have we got?
10. We have Lucy Hunter at 57. Number 9, we have I roll 57 RIP. Ouch.
Out.
I know. In the 8th place, we have Iron. Ooh. Sorry, guys. Valdo? Level sure. 60? Sure. We're going to go with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's Zorts? Zorts, come read for me. In 7th place, we have Oscar Grouch. Such a good name.
Great.
Level
name.
61. In 6th place, we have Iron Star. At 64. 5th place, we have Cargus at level 67. 4th place, we have Soul Fu at 68. 3rd place, we have 89 at 87. In 2nd place, we have One Shot Ash, level 96, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
So painful.
Ouch.
And in 1st place, we have Imposter at 112. Very nice, everybody.
Well done. Duh. Look at him going. Well done. That is awesome. And obviously, Ash. 96. Ouch. So sorry. It is rough. All right. Bloods. Fair. Who have we got this week, please?
Well, I think I recognize a couple of these. At number 10, Blood Lita, 43. And Blood Lita, 50. At number 9. Level at number 8, Gore Crazed, 59. Number 7 is Soul Fist at 63. Zayabara is in position 6 at 64. Lita Toon, Blood Litar, is number 5 at 68. This is number 4 at 70. Yay, Zords.
Nice one, Zords.
Snuffer at 82.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Soul Stoned at 292. And Soulful Paw is in the first position at 111. Congratulations.
Nice job.
Nice job. Look at that. Nisi, me, Zaya, Zorts. Oh, Gore Crazed, I think. Is Gore Crazed Rogue Slayer? That name seems really familiar. I'm not sure. But what? Well done. It is Rogue Slayer. Thank you. There we go. What a list. Well done, guys. Well done, guys. All right, Chris. Pacifist.
You give me pacifist. In number 10, we have Farrapaw, 64. In 9th place, we have 5 Piglety at 66. That's a great name. 8th place, I know this person. Passy Lita, 85. And 7th place, Pacifist, 85.
Yay, Chris.
6th place, yay. Zaya Passy, 86. In 5th place, oh, this one hurts. Passy Paw, 86, RIP. Ouch.
Ouch.
Number 4, Fair Flora, 86. Number 3 is Gentle Soul at 91. 2nd place is Silent Herber at 99. And in 1st place at 107 is the Herminator.
Well done. Look at those, though. Passy Paul. Wonder what happened. Not sure. 86. That's rough. But well done, Passies, on that. Okay. Tins. You know what? We had a full list of 10 tins for this week. So people have been busy. All right, Fair. Who have we got?
Okay. Number 10, we have Sarugla at level 17, Nicorith at 18, and 8th position is Shaytek. That's mm-hmm. the Google translation of the Cyrillic.
Oh, I don't know if the next one's Cyrillic as well.
I don't know what that, I didn't translate that one. It looks like Arporepa, but I don't know how to say Cyrillic words. So.
All right, let me see if I can bring up something.
Yeah, I think level 20.
Translate. Hang on, it's being. No. No, of course, Leda doesn't do it right. Stone would always do it right, and I'm like, I don't do it right, so.
And I messed up because I didn't look that one up.
That's okay. No, that's all right. You keep reading, and I'll work it out.
Sixth position is level 21. At number 5, Brittle Magi, 27. Tin Kin, 34. That's a good name. Number 3 is Super Brit, 46. N is number 2 at 55. And in the first place at 111, Shinari.
Oh, that's right. Shinari lost. Was that last week or the week before? That was well done, though. So looks like Tin's going well. So that one is Agrotur. Agrotur? Agrotur okay. Is the translation for that. So well done, all the Tins. It's good to see everyone's been busy. So Greens. Chris, who have we got for Greens, please?
Greens in 10th place, we have Feralissa at 55. Number 9, we have Eva Green at 55. Zaya Germel, 69. In 7th place, we have Penderone at 70. 6th place, we have Skygazer, 74 RIP. A lot of deaths this week. We have in 5th place, Jan Green at 74. We have in 4th place, Fargris at 74. 3rd, Farishami, 76. 2nd place, Skywatcher, 77 RIP. Ouch. And in 1st place, Faraverde at 99.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well done. Oh, lost a couple of greens. Ouch. All right. Working man. Fair. Who have we got?
Okay. We have 9 people on this list. At number 9, Drunken Work. I love that. 14. At number 8, what looks to be Green Workman, but missing a few vowels because of more constraints. 18, level 18. Number 7 is Lucy Works at 23. Number 6, Hurricane, 24. Blue Lita at 24. Working Dream at 29. Effortless at number 3 at 35. Stella at 39, number 2. And the first position is Working 4 at 63.
Nice. All right. Working man. Yeah, I was surprised that, again, it's been like everyone's been busy all over the shop. And speaking of busy, Iron Teams, we've got 6 Iron Teams this week. People are going crazy.
We have teams.
That's like, what? Going. So, yeah, Chris, go for it. Who have we got?
Iron Teams, 6th place. We've got the Second Chance on EU. Wow, level 10 RIP. Ouch. 5th place, we have Restoration Immolate on the EU, who is 24 RIP. 4th place, we have Ayu and Zenobi on EU. Yeah, we're running with that one. Level 27. And I'm going to kill this one too. 3rd place, Shintorix. We'll go with that. Yes. Sure. Sorry, guys. Level 41. And 2nd place, Light and Lightning EU, level 59. And we have number 1, Team Papa Rides again, US, level 64. Nice job.
Well done, Team Papa. They're doing well. Look at that. 6 teams this week, though, guys. That is amazing. I don't think we've had that kind of response for Iron Teams for ages. So, well done. Obviously, commiserations. So, there's been a couple of rough ones on there. But, thank you. Like, that's really good. Thanks, guys, for giving those a go. And we hope that you try again. Okay. Blood Teams. I'm going to get Fair. Can you do the Bloods and the Greens for us, please?
Sure. We have 2 Blood Teams. second position is grade D, but edible. And number one, Five Finger Death Taco at 73. Good job.
Love that name.
Nice. So Taco and Five have been busy. Well done. Yes, well done. All right. Green teams.
We have in the second position a EU team called Mismatched. And in position one, Tall and Small, 56.
That's Seppi's team with complete mental blank. But well done, like 56. Well done. Excellent. All right. Well, obviously, it's been a little bit of a rough week. Right across the board with a few deaths. So hopefully, obviously, this week, you know, commiserations and we send out all positive leveling vibes for everyone for this week. Okay, let's do this. Where's my bumper?
Hopefully they hear it.
Probably didn't. Let me guess. I don't know why we had tested this. No bumps. Okay, well, guess what? There's Len Leader's got a lot of freaking editing to do this week. Excellent. All right. Anyway, Chris, I don't look. I'm sorry.
You
not
gave
sorry.
It to me because I howl at Azzy's.
You're the guest.
I think they're hilarious.
You're the guest. So. Please take it and do it to whatever justice that it needs, please.
All right, the pun from Azzy. My cousin, a magician, decided to incorporate the use of trapdoors in his shows, but I think it's just a stage he's going through. I thought... he makes me laugh!
That's very cute. That is very cute.
And... oh my god, but how funny. Zortz is finally booging off the stage actually matches the pun.
No. Yes!
Booyah! Slow clap.
Oh, golf clap. Oh, that actually, yeah, yeah. Well done. No, that was
off the stage. We
very cute. Yes, very, very cute though, Azzy. Thank you.
Booyah!
Thank you.
Azzy's puns.
Yes, some of them have been very good. Some, anyway, that one's a much better one. Thank you, Azzy. All right. Now we wanted to talk about before I completely forget. But last week, Grand Nagus was telling us about rogues and digging in stealth. So of course we were like, well, we need to go test it. Because none of this made any sense on the passy. So I tested it, Fair tested it, Stone tested it, who else tested it? Grand Nagus tested it, and I think someone else tested it. So we had a few people testing, and when I tested my undead rogue, so not my passy toon, I got my normal toon and I took her over to wad zones and vanilla zones, and every single time she popped out of stealth. So I was like, this doesn't make sense. Then I started going, well, maybe it's a gnome thing, because Grand Nagus's rogue was gnome from memory. So it was like, well, maybe it's a particular thing for that. And we couldn't figure for the longest time. Now, Fair, you went and tested your night elf and your human rogues, and that was in Azeroth. So what did, and Legion, and what happened when you went and tested yours for to see them popping in?
They all popped out.
They all popped out, yeah, when surveying. So this was for archaeology.
They're all subtlety rogues, but...
yeah. Yeah, so then... I had Stone check on, I think he tested on two rogues. I think he's got a high level one and a low level one. And because we were trying to work out, was it a race thing? Was it a class thing? Like, it just wasn't making sense. And even Grand Nagus streamed it so I could watch him on his tune, which admittedly wasn't a challenge tune, but I watched his tune and he could survey in stealth. Eventually, we figured it out. And it is a level 30 talent called Subterfuge. So my rogues, my normal rogues, didn't have that talent. Neither did Stones and I think, well, obviously a challenge tune. Every challenge we don't have other than Tin. Tin is the only challenge that you're allowed to have talents for. So you know what? When it comes down to it, it's not going to play. It's not going to impact. So for the passies, who else can do Working Man. So for those two, we can't have talents anyway, so it's not going to make any impact. But I tell you what, it was driving me completely nuts for like a whole day trying to figure out why was this. I kept thinking, surely it can't be a race thing. It can't be a race thing. But yeah, every time it was really, really, really weird. So it is a level 30 talent. That's what we put it down to. Don't ask us. We feel like the talent doesn't actually refer to that kind of thing, but it's what was happening every time.
I verified it on my armor rogue. Out in and then changed her talent.
Mm-hmm.
And once she had subterfuge, yes, she could do this in stealth. It seems to maybe be caused by allows you to proceed with activities that normally require stealth for a certain number of seconds after you come out of stealth.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Mm.
But I know
you couldn't loot it. Yeah. So the surveying or the digging itself was in stealth. But when you had to pick up the item, you were on stealth. So, yeah. So, again, you know, it's an interesting thing and it's good to bring these things to our attention. But as I said, as a challenge tune, those that have professions, which is your working man or your pacifist, it does not apply. So, yep. So it is as per usual. But, you know, it's good to know. It's an FYI, you know, for your information. Otherwise, I would have never known that. So thank you to all our testers. Thank you, Fair. Thank you, Stone. Thank you, Grand Nagus. Thank you. Because it was one of those, like, I don't know. And I'm not a huge Rogue fan. So, like, a huge Rogue player. So I was kind of like, well, the most I do on my Rogue is pick flowers and mine all. So it was like, I'm not really sure. But thank you for that.
I never took on a normal rogue either. My alternative was to move faster in stealth at that level 30 talent.
Yes.
Mine. So I did that.
Well, that's what I've probably had on my normal rogue as well. So it was like, it's interesting to know. All right, Fair, what have we got? We've got a question, please.
A question from Claren. Can people use a toy with flying? Meaning, can you use the toy that teaches you the flight points? And the answer is yes, and the toys are allowed. Yes. Just if you're low level, that's my warning.
Yep, absolutely. But thank you for the question. All right, Chris, we've got another one, please.
Yes, so we have from Vitality. Hi, please delete my character from the Tin Challenge list. I want to start Iron Man, but this character exists on the Tin Challenge list. Cannot add or update for Iron. Thank you. And Nisi's response was, we are greatly enthused that you want to try the Iron Man challenge. However, we do not delete names off of the challenge list. Please choose a different name for your Iron Challenger, or you could try playing on a different server if you really want to use that same name. Best of luck on your challenge adventures.
Thank you, Nisi. And that is exactly right. You put it on the wrong list. I'm sorry, guys. That's the thing. Unless you've killed it off and, you know, re-rolled it, it's there. Okay. But thank you. Thank you again, Nisi, for looking after that. We appreciate that. Okay, Fair, what have we got next, please?
From my classic WoW. Hi, I have problems how one random guy buffs me. I quit in a second, but is it a problem for the Iron Man challenge? Just click off any random buffs that somebody gives you as a drive-by. Mm-hmm. I expect it's going to again and again, especially in Classic, because that was such a thing. So many classes could buff. Mm-hmm. Just click it off.
And you know what? People are being friendly. That's what they do. You know, some people go past and they're like, oh, there's a little, you know, there's a little little hunter over there. Oh, I'll throw a little, you know, what's the druid buff? Can't even think. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, hey, have that. You know, that'll help. And you're like, no, I'm a challenge too. Don't help me. I've had it where I've, you know, been there and I've had people following me and I've had to whisper them and go, look, thank you very much for the buff, but I'm a challenge toon and I don't want any buffs. So, you know, so can you please, you know, no more buffs. Thank you. Only because of this. And, you know, some people are like, challenge toons, what? And then you have a chat about that. And other people like, oh my, you know, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were a challenge too. No problem. You know, so again, it's just how you approach it. But anything that you get, yeah, just right click it off. It's fine. You know, as soon as you notice it, get rid of it. But again, you know, people are trying to just be nice and helpful out in the world. So yeah. Okay. Chris, you get the one from Five.
So, hi, it's Five again with another joke to share. This one isn't as mean as the last one, but it may be equally cringeworthy. Why couldn't the fart graduate from school? It was expelled. Ba-dum-tsh. Raising the bar for another excellent podcast. Have fun.
Thanks, Five. He's like, I know it's a dad joke. And I'm like, it's all good. Thank you. Thank you very much, Five. Appreciate that. All righty. Oh, okay. So this one I'm going to do because apparently Stone wanted to send something in for Chit Chat. And he is currently driving. I'm not even sure. He's gone on a road trip, him and the family. So they've on road trip. So stay safe, please. Just stay safe. All right. Excuse me. So from Stone, I guess I technically lose this contest to Lita by default. He does, because he's away. Enjoy the win. I'll enjoy my trip. I'll be back for next time to take you down. No, but thank you. This is what I mean. You know, it's good rivalry. It's lucky we're friends. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so until then, here's a pun for you. How do you organize a space party? You plan it. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Punny man.
Oh, funny. Actually, we've had three quite well this week. That's been good. Okay. Now, Chris, you can ask Fair this question because we were going to. This is one specifically for our Queen of Pacifists. So yeah, go for it, please.
Yeah, so Lita and I are flying around Half Hill Market, and I ask Lita, I'm like, can we do the farm? I had no idea. Can we do the farm?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can break those rocks to start your farm. Not mm-hmm. a problem. Get the farm established. You can't kill any of the mobs or infesting your plots.
Okay.
Which has a nasty habit of tying up your plots for the rest of their lives, but mm-hmm. and don't do any of the dailies that are kill quests, just by way of comment, the weed control daily is pacifist safe.
Okay.
But stomping on marmots is not. No stomping on marmots. Weeds are okay. You're allowed to pull a weed. Moving the ropes is fine.
Okay. Well, there you go. Stomping is no good, but weed control and the ropes. All right. Because honestly, we were really concerned as to if you're breaking the rocks, are you technically killing
The rocks?
Yeah, like the stomping and obviously Darkmoon Fair with the whack-a-mole, you know, that's counting as a kill. But if it's okay, you know what? We'll give it a go, won't we, Chris? We'll try it and then we'll see. So, yes. All right.
The first way to expand your plot is to pull some specific kind of weed for a guy. They do spawn little spider mite things.
Yep.
You can vanish or shadow meld away from those if they appear.
Mm-hmm.
Those abilities. Otherwise, you have to run like hell. But...
Run away, little girl! Run away! Okay. All right.
That will give you 4 more points. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Crops and harpy crops.
Okay. We shall but try. Thank you, Fair. Appreciate that.
Experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you said 86, the other ones you can get recipes, so...
Recipe's 85.
Okay, 85. All right.
Yeah, 85.
I
think we're 85.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Should try it.
We'll have to definitely double check. All right. Excellent. Okay, well, I think we've got everything. Let's have a look at the chat room. I must admit, I haven't been paying attention. So, all right. Digging doesn't require stealth. Part that. Okay, so that we were talking about the digging and the stealth and the subterfuge. All right. Tins of the Lounge, stop for dinner. Okay. Oh, stoners stop for dinner around. Okay, well, that's good. So they're still going safe. All right, no bumpers. Yeah, I already know. That's all right, guys. Editing. All right, that's all good. Okay, let us do the big thank yous to... So let's start wrapping up the show. So what we might do... Fair, can you do our Iron Elites? Now, this is current as of absolutely current because I double-checked everyone and this is current as of right... now. Okay.
I don't do a lot of drama here, but I think I can read the list. Okay. Alejandras, Pippa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Dino, Execute, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Negus, Bert Genius, Chris, Leela, Lisanne, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Sea Hammer, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tui Bardeen, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Unemathil, Wainima, Zaya and Zords.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. And I think a couple cut out, Azzy, Grim, and Alminia. So, and Rudabrun. So, I think it just hiccuped. It did for me. So, I'm not sure if the chat room got. But again, guys, look, seriously, thank you for all the support. It helps pay for the server, and we greatly appreciate it. So thank you very much for that. Like all things, I want to say huge props and thank yous to the mods. So this is from both Stir and myself. As always, we do appreciate what you guys do. So awesome trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you guys for stepping in and looking after things. And as I said, Sarah and I do appreciate it. So thank you very much. And one more huge, huge shout out and thank yous we have to say to Almenia, who is our code mastering god is what we're going to...
The code master.
Almenia, thank you. Thank you for all you do as per usual. I think he's gone away for a little bit, but he'll be back, and we do appreciate what he does. So thank you very much for that. And again, for our Twitch chat guys, thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate that you've given up some time to come and listen. Obviously, you know, everyone just wanted the contest details. We know. But no, seriously, thank you.
You would have thought it was going to be a pacifist challenge, though. You've got you, you've got me, you've got Fair.
We gave
him an Iron Man.
I know. I think everyone was... I'm curious to know if the chat room was probably all sitting there just going, oh, my Lord, it's going to be a pacifist challenge. They're probably sitting there just starting to get a little bit worried. Yeah, was thinking pacifist a working man? Yeah. It's nice to throw a little bit of a curveball in. So that's good. You know, I like being a little bit of a trickster. Don't often get to do it. So, you know, contest time, it's always nice to, you know, throw you a little bit of a curveball, which is good. But we will run through the contest. Actually, we'll do it again now. Let's do it again before we close up the show. So again, it is live. It is Power Word Classic Contest. So it is started from now. It will run until 7 p.m. Eastern on August the 24th, which coincides with our fourth anniversary show, which is in 2 weeks' time, guys. 2 weeks' time. Oh, my lordy. How did we get to 4 years of doing this show? That's amazing. Okay, it is an Iron Man challenge, and your class is Priest. However, the only races you can choose from is a troll, a dwarf, an undead, or a human. Because we have gone back. We have gone way back to basically classic, vanilla, whichever way you want to look. And they were the original. Other than, I think, we took out Night Elf, didn't we? Because there was Night Elf, and we were like, yeah, we're not giving you Night Elf. You're not having Night Elf.
Nope,
no Night Elf.
This one.
Yeah, so you've got two Horde, two Alliance with your race that you can choose from, okay? All specs are allowed. Now, you need to add your toon over on the website, put your email address in as well, but you need to add your character between level 10 and level 20, and after that, so if you add at 21, it's not going to work, all right? So between 10 and 20, this is open to our US and EU regions, and again, I want to say, first place, whoever comes first place, we'll get a virtual ticket for BlizzCon 2019, and we will sort that out when Blizzard announces it, which I would be thinking shouldn't be too far away. But we've got some work to do on that, because we can't just give you a code. Okay, so we've got things that we're gonna have to be friends. Just saying. All right. Other than that, then we've got two draws for a random draw for those that come between second and tenth place, and we've got two well pets for that. So again, you know, one pet per person for those two draws. So again, you know, it's something to strive for. You could just strive for bragging rights. You could just strive for, you know, beating Stone. That's what I'm striving for.
Yeah.
Anyone who rolls the level one has already beat Stone. Shots fired. There we go.
Big shots.
Big shots. Yeah.
Brought up the cannon.
That's exactly right. You know what? And that means that we bring back to Stone and I being even. I'm pretty sure. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to. I'm going to actually doing it live. Let me double check because I have this in the document. We have got, I have got a Stone and Lita competition who has won. All right. So we are at, yep. So this is our 12th contest and I win by default. Don't care. I'm taking the win. So we are at Stone 6, Lita 6. Oh yeah. And she's back. Nice. I'm happy about that. Okay. You know.
By the way, Stone, hope you're having a good vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope you are. Hope that I'm sure the boys and Carrie are having a wonderful time, but I'll have to have a look at the pictures. So yeah, so that's, don't forget, all of the information is over on the wowchallenges.com website. Okay. So go and have a look. Final say will be down to Chris and I because we look after the contest. It's all, you know, so, yeah, go for it. Good luck, guys. Best of luck. I don't even know what I'm rolling yet. I will roll something, but as to which I'm not quite sure. So, but yeah, good luck to everyone doing that. All right. We will find out next week, I'm sure, how everyone's going. So Saturday, August 17 at 7 p.m. Eastern, we will be having Azzy. Azzy will be joining us next week. We get to hear the puns live.
Live puns.
Live puns. Azzy puns live. I'm hoping, Azzy, like I want this level. This level. Okay? Cutesy. Cutesy in this level. Gold. Gold buddy. You know? Just say. No pressure. And I expect at least a couple. There we go. Just, you know, just give him some homework for this week leading up to the show. Okay. Anyway. Oh, Zorts is so excited about next week. I can tell. So excited. That's fine. I don't think... Look, Zorts, it could have been much more exciting if I had you co-hosting with me next week. But we don't. So it's okay. It's okay. But yes, Azzy will be with me next week. So excellent. Chris, though... Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. So can you let everyone know, where can they find you if they want to find you? Hiding. And if not, yeah, stealth.
Yeah.
Prowling as a druid.
Right. Yeah, and stealth. On Twitter, it's Chris W. And I am a mod for WoW Challenges and Lita and Periton. And is there anybody else? I don't know. But you'll either find me in some type of stream or on Twitter.
Exactly. So thank you. And don't forget where you can find all of the information for everything that we do is over at wowchallenges.com. There is the Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, like everything's over there. So please, the links are there and go check that out. If you are listening to us because technically we are a podcast, so you can listen to us over on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And for some reason, my cord is deciding to get caught on the chair. Excellent. And if you want to send in an email to the show, then you can send one to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Fair, where can we find you, please?
You can usually find me on Discord or in-game. I'm in the guild on Warm Rust Accord.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you can find me over on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, as well as the other shows, Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth. Chris, I'm giving you this, please, if you want to do the thank yous.
Absolutely. We would like to put a big thank you out there to Mark Conan for our intro that sadly tonight nobody heard. And you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan WoW. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro. I'm going to guess nobody's going to hear either. And we can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity and also Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon Podcast.
Absolutely. And again, I apologize because it Stone helped me. It's Stone's fault. That's what it is. No, we were trying to set up some audio stuff and just making it a bit better. And now nobody can hear anything. So I don't know. So anyway, editing is in my future. Big time. Yay. See this? This is a face of joy, and I love editing, and it's fantastic. Anyway, okay. you get that. Okay, other than that, again, Chris, thank you for joining us this week. Really do appreciate it. Thank you for the wonderful tips and tricks and all of that, and we wish you all the very best with your passy. Pacifist.
Thank you.
Pacifist.
My pacifist.
Mm-hmm. Love that name. Honestly, how do you get these names, girl? That's just seriously, it's amazing. It's
dumb
amazing.
Luck. Yes. Dumb luck.
Very cool. And Fair, thank you so much for again your advice, all of your help, co-hosting with me today, just hanging out. It's been fantastic to have you here. So thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, Fair.
Oh, appreciate it. It's lovely hanging out with my girls, I must admit. So thank you for that. Chat room, again, guys, thank you. Everybody, have a great week. Please enjoy the contest. Stay safe, both in and out of game. And other than that, we will see you again soon. Say bye, everybody.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.